Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask
somebody. Hat on, suit on, suit on. Looking like the Dapper Dawn, giving them all. Just like a million bucks, things in its cup. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. God is in the blessing business all day, every day. God got hundreds of millions of blessings that he passes out every day. All I want to do is be the recipient, that I'm the recipient of what he has for me. That's all I want. I just want God's favor, and I want God's blessings. You know, of course, I need his mercy and his grace, but I just want his blessings and his favor. I want that in my life, because it does things for me that I'm absolutely incapable of doing for myself. And I've been a recipient of many of those. And you can be the recipient of them too. You already are, really. Really, you already are. If you're getting up every morning, that's a blessing. If you're getting one day closer to anything you're trying to accomplish, that's a blessing. But now let me talk to you about this part right here, folks, because this is the part that messes people up a great deal. What happens when you get off track? What is that? What does that mean when you get off track? See, I've been off track. I can't tell you how many times. And it happens in so many aspects of your life. But what is it that makes getting off track so debilitating to some people? You know, there are some people who once they're off track, they off course. They off the dream. They on to something else. And you cannot allow the fact that you've gotten off track to stop you. Can I tell you something? Everybody gets off track. There are people who are living their life's dreams in spite of getting off track. See, what happens when you get off track? Here's the simple thing to do. The simple thing is just to get back on track. Now, that's easier said than done, ain't it, Steve? Yeah, because see, people, when you get off track, here's some of the things that happen. See, you get here come the naysayers, some of them from the outside, some of them internally. Here's what gets said when you get off track. See, I told you. You know, you start hearing that. It's not for you. Okay? This is all just because you got off track. It's not for you. Okay, here's another one. It ain't meant to be. You can hear it or you can say it. Well, I guess it's just not meant to be. But let me ask you a question, though. Who made the rule that when you get off track, you can't get back on? Who made that rule? Where is that written that once you get off track, you can't get back on? See, because I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's no such rule. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. See, everybody in pursuit of a dream, a goal, an aspiration, or a mission is going to get off track sometimes. You're going to get derailed. There are going to be days where you're not going to get it right. There are going to be days where you feel like giving up. There's going to be days when you're just going to flat out get it wrong. That's the journey. But let me tell you something. Every successful person that I know, ever met, talked to, sat down and chopped it up with, have shared one thing in common. We all get off track. We all get it wrong along the way. I don't care who the person is. The president got it wrong along the way. Your pastor got it wrong along the way. Choir director Guy got it wrong along the way. The principal at your school got it wrong along the way. The valedictorian of your class got it wrong along the way. The star of the team got it wrong along the way. They've all been off track. Your boss down at your job, he got it wrong along the way. Your immediate supervisor got it wrong along the way. Everybody I know that has any measure of success in every level that you call success, however you want to label it, has gotten off track. As a matter of fact, it's impossible. Listen to me. It is impossible not to get off track in pursuit of your dreams, goals, visions, aspirations. It is impossible. Don't you let nobody tell you that they got through life unscathed, that they made it because they was just so determined and I would let nothing turn me back. Yeah, you might not have let nothing turn you back because you're here. Oh, but you thought about it. Oh, you thought about it on days when you was off track. But see, people don't like to tell the whole story. They just want you to think as much as you can about them. So when they tell you their story, they leave out the stuff along the way. It was just hard work and determination that got me here. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was the fact that you got off track and the grace and mercy of God allowed you to get back on. His forgiveness allowed you to get back on, because you would not believe what some of the people have done. So when you get off track, don't allow the naysayers outside and the big naysayer inside. Because let me tell you something. The biggest naysayer of them all comes from inside. See, it don't matter what other people say out there. It takes some time for you to learn this, and I understand, because it took me some time to learn it. See, I have a lot of naysayers out there, but I ain't operating for them. I operate and function for the ones that love me, for the ones that get me, for the ones that understand what I'm really trying to do. And so don't you be the one that doesn't allow yourself to get back on track when you get off track. Because like I said, who made the rule up that you can't get back on track? There's no such rule out there. Stop stopping yourself from getting it right. So what? You started the diet at the beginning of the year and you already off. Start another one. Start over. Try it again. Don't ever stop trying. If you stop trying, you can't make it. But if you never give up the effort, if you never give up and say it's over, it ain't over. You heard the saying, it ain't over till the fat lady sang. I never invite her. She's not invited. It ain't over to the fat lady saying, I don't know where the fat lady stay. I have not sent her an invitation to none of my events. She's not welcome here. She didn't ask me a couple of times, how come I never get invited? Because you're going to start singing. And I ain't got time for that. All right? Stop inviting the fat lady to all your events. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a crazy world we live in, but still, all in all, in spite of everything, I wake up today with the same gratitude, a little heavy heart, but the same gratitude that I always have. I'm grateful that God is still in the hearing business, the blessing business, the redeeming business, and the forgiving business. I'm asking him to forgive me for anything that I might say today that's not Christian-like. I will not be focusing on my Christian side today much at all anyway, and so I ask him to forgive me for my flaws, because today I don't feel like it. I'm off the line today, and I do that from time to time because I am an imperfect soldier for Christ. So today, I might not be on the white line like I'm supposed to as a Christian, but that's just fine with me. I'll get back on it when I feel better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, starring Shirley Strawberry Carlafiel, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend of Nephew Tommy. Ladies and gentlemen, let us begin with some moment of levity. Junior, I'm scared to ask you what's on your mind because you don't even look good on Zoom. See right there. Mm-mm. Got your arms folded.
You know what it is, huh?
What is it, Junior?
Because as a comedian, see, this is where it gets hard, how the job go. So as a comedian, we supposed to show this the society what it is, what's funny about what we do in life. And you just don't feel like that every day. See, after days like the other day, just don't feel like we supposed to be. Because you're killing people look like me. And see, I'm supposed to sit up here and stand on stage and talk about what's wrong and make you laugh about it. That ain't how I feel on the job. I don't feel that way. And so you 65, how you do it? How you find out how to make these moments levity?
Well, in the beginning, there are a lot of moments that just don't have levity to it. Because we are affected by this world and these conditions and these situations just like everybody else. Our job is to provide moments of levity in dark times. That's as a diversion. So today, you know, we'll try to do some of that today. We'll try to throw a little diversion. But at the same time, we got to grapple with how we feel. And some days, you know, the comedic, see, here's a part about it is, we that are stand-ups usually is for an hour. On this radio show, we got 4 hours to produce some highlight moments of laughter. The rest of the day, the three of us that are in this business happen to be African-American men, which I prefer to be called black, though. I'm a black man. I like that much better. I prefer that.
Absolutely.
Because they just keep the American part so hidden sometimes. And so unavailable to me. And, you know, I love to be African American. Y'all just put me in the Constitution, the whole thing. I don't want to be in pieces of it, just the whole thing. So today, we'll carry on. And, I might say something crazy. I might not.
You might? You think?
I'm going to try not to.
Show. All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, Nephew Tommy is going to run that prank back for us right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
Here it is. Check settlement. Let's go, cat dog, if you would.
Thank you.
Hello?
Right. I'm trying to reach please.
This is she.
How you doing? It's attorney over to and Associates.
Uh-huh.
All right. Want to give you a call. I just got your file that hit my desk, and we got a check going out to you on Monday. You came in yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, we got a few little glitches here we want to go over with. I want to go over with you and make sure we get this all ironed out before you come in on Monday, and I'll have a check definitely waiting on you when you get here. All right. You're supposed to be getting $6,410.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's being reduced to $1,200 due to injuries not being as bad as they say it was. A lot of calculations got really mixed up on our paperwork here. And please keep in mind that on the $1,200, we still haven't taken out our fee, which is like about 33 and a third. We'll have a check for you on Monday in the ballpark of $400 to $500.
Hold up. Okay. I'm still not getting it. So, what was the total amount that y'all got from the law, from the insurance?
Evidently, the person that did these calculations completely did them wrong. I do apologize for this being a mishap on our part, and it's totally screwed up. And I do apologize on the behalf of the association here that we've dropped the ball on that. But your actual check has been reduced to $1,200, okay? And that's without us taking the law fees out of it. So I
that doesn't sound right, because the how would $6,000 cover the doctor bill and the chiropractor?
Well, from my understanding, man, what they're also stating is that your injuries are not that bad. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. They're actually wondering if you were actually hurt at all. So
I was actually hurt, because I even had to get injections.
Okay.
From the chiropractor.
Okay, and do you have any? I have some medical documents here, and I understand that you've been going, and you probably, it looks like you went over at least 2 months going to the doctor and getting therapy.
That was his call. That was the chiropractor's call. That wasn't my decision.
Okay. Well,
that was his call for my injury.
Exactly. And a lot of these doctor fees and that you've gone to has eaten up a lot of these funds. And I tell you, these doctor bills, they get pretty high out there. I do want to apologize. What we're going to do here, since we've dropped the ball on this, we're going to give you the check for $1,200 and not even take the law fees out of it. And I'll have that check waiting on you on Monday morning.
That's still okay. I understand what you're saying. What I'm trying to figure out is I need to see some paperwork of stating what was the amount, total amount check that was written from the insurance company, plus what was the portion that was supposed to be taken out for the chiropractor, plus what was the portion that was supposed to be taken out from the doctors itself. But the amount that you're telling me, $6,000, that's not going to, wouldn't have covered that, and leave me with only $1,200.
Okay, I'm not at liberty to let you look at this paperwork anymore. I'm calling you basically to let you know I have a $1,200 check for you. If you don't want that, then you can go ahead and take some other legal
action. That doesn't sound right. From the entire month, because I got the paperwork from the chiropractor stating what amount was paid.
I understand that, ma'am. What I'm trying to let you know, Manisha, is what's going on right now is the response coming back is that you're not actually hurt at all. That's what they're saying. They're saying you're not hurt at all. Actually, I don't want to use the words, but they're saying that you've been faking this the whole time.
I need to see some paperwork before I try to check it. This doesn't sound right. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, right now, you know, I'm the last person that this file is going to come across. It's coming across my desk. This is pretty much a take it or leave it option, you know.
And if
you
don't leave it option, no. I mean, you don't have to get an attitude with me because you are my lawyer and I am your client.
Well, you're not going to raise your voice. You're not going to raise your voice at me. That's not going to happen either. So let's pipe it down a bit, okay? Now, here's what we're going to do. Do you want the $1,200 check or do you not want it? Now, I've already waived the fees of the attorneys here. Do you want the $1,200 or do you want me to reduce it to $400?
No, I don't want $1,200 because I'm going to take you to court. Because that doesn't sound right for you to me around. You're supposed to be my lawyer.
I'm being the best attorney that you probably could afford, young lady. Okay? And I'm trying to do the best I can to help you. Now, if from what I understand is...
I'm sorry, sir. That's not going to be acceptable. I just have to get a lawyer to sue you because that's not acceptable.
You know, you people continue to want to.
I came in the office yesterday when we came in. How all of us work got me.
I wasn't there doing the meeting yesterday. Like I said, these papers just landed on my desk today. What I'm not going to tolerate is you people consistently wanting to file a lawsuit on somebody. Now you want to file a lawsuit on me. You know, you're going way too far with this.
This doesn't sound right. I want to talk to because I've never heard of you. I only heard of.
Okay. Well, now you've heard of me. I'm and I work here as well. And I'm not going to stand you dismantling me the way that you're doing.
I just have to get a lawyer to sue you, because that's not acceptable.
I got one more thing. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. You got pranked by your husband.
I'm going to kick your
Oh, your husband told me. She been waiting on that check.
Yeah, I had me hot. I was about to go by that little office tomorrow when I get off of work.
All right, baby, let me ask you something. Tell Tommy, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, baby, look here. Get your check.
I'm not going to brag today. I don't feel like it. Don't have it in my heart or in my spirit. But there it is. That's the prank of the day. Mm. You can catch me keeping it stupid, baby. It's going down Saturday at the Fox in Detroit, Michigan, the Fox Theater. It's Jokes and Jams. I got Donnell Rollins. I got Capone. I got Red Grant. I got that girl Kelly Kells, Tony Roberts, OMG, hosted by yours truly. And I got D-Ray Davis, and the Jams is Juvenile. The Jams belongs to Juvenile. That is Jokes and Jams, Detroit, Michigan, Saturday night, May 27th at the Fox Theater. Tickets on sale. Red. Nah.
All right. Go see the nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. Time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. Let's go, because I know he's ready. Now, Steve, this one is from a grandmother. She's in Arlington, Texas. She says, this is not a love question, but I need your help with my granddaughter. She is 13 years old and keeps getting in trouble in school for cursing and keeping it real. She told her classmate where to go and how to get there, and she almost got suspended. She has no filter. Whatever comes up, comes out. Her mother and I don't curse, but she is very good at it. I drew the line Sunday when she called our pastor a snitch after he caught her cursing and told me about it. What am I going to do with her?
Well, truth of the matter is, now let's be fair, your pastor is a snitch. That's what they call them now.
Amen.
Your granddaughter has taken on prison terminology and turned it into her life. I can't help you.
Yeah, that's
I'm the last person you should call about cussing. I don't know what to tell you.
13, though?
Woo. Yeah, 13. God started cussing
when I was cussing
four.
At 13?
Yeah. 13, oh, I was expert. I didn't have the right combinations because I didn't know. I just put them together and they was jumbled. Now,
you
now
got
the combinations is so I really
it's
don't.
It's creative.
You know, yeah, you can say you don't cuss, Grandma, and I understand that. And her mother may not, but she done picked it up somewhere, and it's an ugly habit. It's not a cute habit on a girl or a boy, to tell you the truth, because if you can't monitor it and harness it, it can lead to a lot of problems down the road.
Yeah.
You got to sit her down and explain to her about what it is to be a lady. I don't know if that's going to do any good, but that's all I got for you. Because
I think
all my kids cuss. I think every last one of them. And I don't say a damn thing when I hear it because I get it.
There you go. And there you go.
All right, I ain't the best.
Let's move on. This one's from Derek in Largo, Maryland. Derek says, I'm a married man and I own a small junk removal business. My wife is the bookkeeper and comes in once a week to do payroll. I have a young new driver that's fresh out of jail for selling weed. I hired him on the spot, hoping to give him a chance to earn honest money. Friday, I returned from the barbershop and the new guy and my wife were sitting in her car smoking weed. My wife can't understand why I'm very upset. She asked me not to fire this guy. I want to fire her too. Am I overreacting?
Well, they're going to do it.
I think the problem ain't her sitting in the car getting fired. Uh-huh. Her problem is what she doing in the car with the dude smoking weed. You know, how they done got that comfortable and she's supposed to be running the company. That's stupid business practice. Yeah. My bigger problem with now, I'm firing him. Why are you in this man's car smoking weed?
Yeah.
Is my question.
Not a good look, wifey.
Mm. Yeah, so.
No, you're not overreacting. Definitely
you underreacting
not.
If yeah. you ask me.
Right. All right. Kelly in South Bend, Indiana says, I'm a 31-year-old woman dating a 28-year-old man. We met at a hookah lounge and bonded over our love for spoken word and jazz. He's a songwriter during the day and at night. He's in the studio working on a rap album. I know he's a great writer, but I'm not sure if rapping is his thing. His lyrics are very inspirational, so I don't know who he's making this music for. Should I tell him nicely that his music isn't all that?
Well, I don't know if you should tell him if his music's all that. It's just, do you want to sign up for this relationship with this dude that's fitting to be broke for a long time?
Yeah.
He a songwriter in the day.
And at night.
You don't know none of his songs. He a rapper at night, and you don't like none of the raps.
But she contradicts herself because she says they're very inspirational.
Hey, yeah, the inspirational. When the last good-ass inspirational rap you done heard?
Exactly.
Because all the hits I heard on the radio ain't a damn now one of them inspirational. Come on, girl, get you some, your booty clap. Come on, make that booty clap. If it's inspirational to the strippers, then okay. But I don't know how you're going to make no money with, keep your head up.
You got your Common and J. Cole's, and ain't a lot of them that's inspirational.
All right. This is from a podcast listener named Tuesday. Tuesday says, I'm in my mid-30s, and I've been in a polyamorous relationship for 4 years now.
What that mean?
You know, more than one lover. All right, my boyfriend and I have a 3-year-old son, and my mother took him away from us. I dropped him off at her house a week ago so that I could run errands, and she wouldn't let me in when I came back. A week later, and she's still not letting me take my son. My boyfriend is ready to call the police, but I won't let him. Our bedroom behavior does not impact my son in any way. How can I get my mom to understand this?
What? Your mama can't take your baby. This ain't your car keys. This a child. You can't take nobody baby from them because you don't like their lifestyle. What are you talking about? You don't like this polyamorous or polygamy or whatever you having at the house? Meringue pie. I don't know what y'all doing. But whatever it is.
Menage a trois.
I don't know what y'all doing.
I know you too well.
That is what I was talking about. I know something about lemon meringue or something.
I know you do. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, but if you having this thing at y'all's house, that ain't got nothing to do with your baby, man. Your mom can't take your baby from you. Your sex life has nothing to do with your parenting skills. The two are separate. You can be a lousy husband and be a great father. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend is right. Your boyfriend can call now.
Yeah.
but she doesn't want baby. To. That's she doesn't want
That's
to.
His child. Yeah. She don't want to call the law on the mama.
All right,
why don't y'all kick the window in?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Old school relationship advice means well most of the time, but some of it is out of touch and should become a thing of the past. Some of these rules or tips need to be redefined and clarified for the time we live in now. This is according to psychologist Dr. Joshua Klapow. For example, For example, Steve, the old cliche, and this is biblical, don't go to bed angry. Dr. Klapow says we've heard this classic, but it's unrealistic. And sometimes going to bed mad and sleeping on it is better. What do you say?
Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't agree with that. I wish we could go to bed and not be mad. I really do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't nobody want to go to bed mad. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to sleep backs to each other. Somebody roll over and touch you. You jumping. Get your damn foot off me. No, nobody want that. I think it's better to do that. Now, is it realistic to expect not to ever go to bed mad? No, I don't think it is.
That's what he's saying.
But that show ain't good to go to bed mad.
Right. If not, we're going to be up all night.
Or you wake up mad.
Let me tell you something.
Remember that you know, I hate that.
If you let a woman go to bed mad, she wake up. She gonna be just as mad or madder because she done thought about some more stuff. Now dudes wake up and go, "Hey baby, how you doing? How the hell you think? How was I last night when you shut your eyes?" I think he's wrong about that. It's not healthy.
All right, Dr. Klapow says you can change them. He says it's a romantic idea, the old cliche, you can change them. But he points out it's not your responsibility to change anyone, right?
I agree with him 100%.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's not your job to change anyone, nor do you have the ability.
Right. That's something that women have. I mean, we may as well admit that. We're always trying to change.
Absolutely, surely.
And I think it's the nurturer in us.
Change him, girl.
Yeah.
I can change.
I know he's like that right now, but once he gets...
Give me 6 months.
Yeah.
Let me work on him, girl.
Don't worry.
Let me do my thing. Yeah.
I got this.
Girl, you're going to have to work it every day, though.
You work it every day.
I'll change for you. You do it every day.
Shut up, boy.
Women are guilty of that. All right, here's another one. Some people never change. That's the cliche, the old school cliche. Dr. Klapow says on the flip side, the suggestion that someone is incapable of changing is wrong. And it ignores the fact that we all have control over our choices. So
I absolutely agree with that. That's 100% true.
Yeah.
He's only said one thing I didn't agree with.
And that was the first one. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Don't go to bed. People change. Yeah.
People change, man.
All right.
All the time.
Here's another one, old school. Love will keep you together. Love will keep you together. He says this works in an old romantic movie, but in real life, it takes a lot more than love to make it work.
Mm.
Whoa. What's love got to do?
Yeah.
Got to do with it.
Come on, Tina.
What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's
all right,
love
you're gonna take it up.
Got to do. Ain't got nothing to do with it, man.
Yeah.
You need a way more than love.
Yeah, you got to honor that commitment. Nah. That'll make you stay and
you got to compromise, love,
yes,
understanding, yeah, take yes the blame, eat it.
Not be right all the time.
Why?
Eat it.
Yeah.
Eat
it.
Yeah.
Chew on it.
Nah. It ain't never worked for me. Never.
All right,
what?
Here's Junior.
No. It's that love thing. I told her I love her, but my replacement was at the door. When you open, I'm just like, who is this? Oh, this is Chris. We going to dinner. You and Chris. I love you, though.
To the left, to the left, to the left.
Manage him through.
Junior, you've been played so hard. It's
man
scary.
Yeah. It's almost like, what?
But Junior, you've grown up now. You're 40
oh,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're good fine now. Yeah, that was yeah back. Yeah.
I ain't had nothing.
We've all been through some things like
yeah
that, though.
Oh, yeah. Chalk it up to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, old school, love will keep, know your role in the relationship. That's old school. Dr. Klepow says, forget this old gender stereotype. And remember, there is not a required way for you to act. Your role in a relationship shouldn't always be the same. It's constantly shifting.
Okay,
and,
hold on. I missed it. Start over, Shirley.
All right.
I didn't understand.
Okay.
Know your role?
Know your role in the relationship. That's old school thinking, okay? Dr. Klepow says, forget this old gender stereotype and remember there is not a required way for you to act. That's new school thinking. He says your role in a relationship isn't going to be the same all the time. It's constantly changing, and that's a good thing. That's what he's saying. He says it'll shift organically. And that's a good thing.
With the times.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. You think your role should stay the same in a relationship?
I think your roles have to be defined so that everybody has an understanding of positioning, and then I think there has to be some type of give and take,
yeah,
where sometimes the other person can do that. I'm not saying like roles, like you do all the cleaning and I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, but if you're good with money,
yeah,
do the money thing. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, you know, and that could be either side.
If you role playing, then your roles change. Like, you know, I might be Batman one night, you know what I'm saying, but then next night, I might be Incredible Hulk. You know what I'm saying? Your roles do change. So you have to know that.
Yeah. Right. Organically, right, nephew?
Organically and realistically, you're neither one.
Superhero.
All right, here's old school. You should stay with them for better or for worse.
That's what happened.
He says, we all want to think our partner will stick around no matter what, but if a relationship is unhealthy, you don't need to stick it out.
Mm-mm. Out till death do us. Get out.
All right, we do have to get out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Would You Rather. Let's play around. Let's get into it. Would you rather sing everything you speak, or would you rather dance every time you walk?
Oh. I'd rather sing everything I speak.
Hey, we know everything. That's what you want.
I'm not fit to be that happy-ass black person.
Dancing every time you walk.
Nah.
Doing a little jig. Yeah. So sing something, Steve.
Would you like to ask me a question?
What time is our meeting today? Our conference call meeting.
The time of the meeting will be somewhere about 2:45. I want you, Carla Tommy. I want Junior Gun, Mississippi Monica. I want everybody on Zoom. Get plenty of room. See you on the phone call. 3 hours afternoon.
He sings everything. I just
but all his
question
songs gonna be long though, surely.
Yes. All right. So here's another one. Would you rather have Christmas twice a year, or would you rather have your birthday twice a year?
Christmas.
Birthday.
Christmas.
You'd rather have birthday. Your birthday twice? More
hell
than Christmas?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Why not Christmas, huh?
I thought you
man,
loved
you know how much
Christmas.
Money I got to spend on Margie?
Christmas. Oh,
she already got Valentine's you. Day, Mother's Day, damn anniversary, her birthday. Hell no. We ain't finna do Christmas twice. Hell yeah, no. She got
okay, perspective. I got you.
Okay. Right. Coins.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
All right. Would you rather be the commissioner of the NFL or be the general manager of your favorite NFL team?
Oh.
Would you rather be the commissioner of the NFL or would you rather be the general manager of your favorite NFL sports team? Which one?
General manager ain't doing nothing. I need to be out front. I'm going to be the commissioner.
Yeah, the commissioner. and the check way better.
But I'll tell you right now, Deshaun Watson would be playing for the Browns right now.
Deshaun Watson would be what?
Playing for the Browns right now. No criminal charges. We have none against you here either.
Yep.
So the commissioner, because he's out front. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
What about you, Junior, for the Texans?
Commissioner. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Commissioner. He wouldn't be in Cleveland if I was the commissioner.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Well, good thing your little ass ain't the commissioner, hater.
All right. Thank you, guys. That is today's round of Would You Rather.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Steve and Tommy, you two are like the grilling experts on the show, the barbecue experts on the show. Memorial Day is coming up, and I wanted to know if you guys had any tips for us.
Tips for grilling.
For grilling.
Let me go first. You've been cooking long now, have. Let me go first. This is what bothers me about people grilling.
Okay.
Quit putting all that lighter fluid on your charcoal or your wood. That just drives me crazy. Do you realize your meat smells just like that lighter fluid? It tastes like that.
Oh, so, yeah.
Come on, man. Get you some wood. They got some natural wood starters that you can put in there and light those up. And now your wood or your charcoal, whichever one you're using, doesn't taste like or smell like all this gas lighter fluid you done put on there. That's one of my tips right there. That's a pet peeve of mine.
So let me just piggyback off that.
Okay.
And
okay.
Say, to start your fire, they sell what Tommy's talking about is fire starters, wood starters, Weber little white chunks. They got match sticks that burn naturally that you can put on them. But they have these things that look like coffee cans. They look like a big giant coffee mug. You put your charcoal in it and light it from the bottom.
Right.
And that can get your charcoal started a little bit more even for you. You don't pour the charcoal in the basin of your thing. You pour the charcoal in this like big round pot and start it like that. Yeah, it's got a handle on it. Then you just pour it in there and they'll burn even. This is little stuff you can learn. I have another tip when it's my turn.
Okay. Wow. Here's another. People that are, you know, amateurs at grilling, they throw their chicken on and then you think 20 minutes later your chicken is done. Yo, chicken ain't done. Okay.
20 minutes. It's not
20 minutes. Yeah. No, it's not.
Well, how come it takes so long? Dang.
Surely, grilling is a sport.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is it?
And why are you talking? Why are we talking Stop. About cooking? Why Jesus. Are you eating?
Carla wrote this for us.
I'm trying to stay awake.
Why it takes so long? Well, learn how to cook.
Because I'm trying to stay awake.
You could be
That's
awake. Hell, the people would come over your house and not leave so much if you could cook. You'd have
whatever.
Company.
Bring something.
So listen, while you're cooking your chicken, keep flipping it, and don't be afraid to slice a piece and see where. Yeah, if you see little light red water, you need to cook a little longer. That means there's still some blood in there. Keep cooking your chicken. Keep flipping it and keep cooking. That's all I'm asking.
Look, man, grilling ain't no thing where you can leave your meat for 10 minutes and walk off somewhere. That ain't what this is.
There's some people going in the house for 30 minutes. What did you do?
You can't do that when you grilling. Grilling is a sport. It's an activity. Right. Yes. You got to move that chicken to the front, to the back. Go ahead.
Side to side.
Okay,
Can
let's
I have
go
a
back.
Tip real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I have one, Jay? Okay. I don't know nothing about grilling. I think what you guys are saying is great.
What is we?
If you're at a barbecue, please bring good ass plates, okay? If the sign says cheap plates, if it says cheap plates, damn it, don't bring them, okay? It says cheap plates right there. Bring good ass plates.
All right, Jay.
All right. On the
ground. I can do that.
Here's one quick one. I give it back, Duncan Steve. When you he said your charcoals, how you even them out, you know, when you get it going. But some of us like to have a real hot side and then a warm side while you cook it. You understand? So you may have more wood or more charcoals on one side, and then on another side, you still got wood and charcoals, but it's not as heavy as the other side. That's just one of my tips.
Yeah, my tip is I have the back side of my grill. I put no charcoal back there.
There you go.
On the back side, I put none. Okay. So you can move some meat off that heat if it's cooking too fast.
A little cooling spot.
You got to have what Tommy's talking about, a cool spot on the grill. Mm. I put no charcoal on the back fourth of the grill. I put no charcoal.
This was so exciting.
And you can set
you
the money on, you can set the meat on top of each piece if you have to.
All right.
To keep it off the thing. And Shirley, don't rush us with your non-cooking ass. There's people who care about this.
This is fascinating.
Well, everybody
ain't
gonna be outside on the first one in line for a plate, though.
Right.
Yes.
And ain't nobody coming to your house eating out no damn crock pot on Memorial.
We gotta go. Coming up next, the nephew with today's prank phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, number two, will never be number one. But right now, we'll get to that. Yeah.
I told you that.
We talk about that a lot on this show. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
It's time to hit the pool. Summertime is coming. It's here, basically. Uh-huh. Title is Naked Lifeguard. Naked.
What?
Lifeguard. Don't let this bother you.
You can say.
I know I ain't the only one on this show that swam naked. I know I ain't the only one. Let's go, Kat. Naked lifeguard.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Carrie.
Yes, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. My name is Oliver. Oliver. You put in an application with the employment agency about looking for some work as far as being a lifeguard.
Oh yeah, I did.
Okay. Have you had much experience being a lifeguard?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while now, back since I was like 18. I got my CPR certification. I've had as many as like 200 people at one time watching them. So I'm good. I'm good at what I do. I love it.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, I've looked over your application and I've checked everything out thoroughly. And I'm very excited about maybe getting you to, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but public pool. It's actually in a subdivision. There's two pools there. Are you familiar with
it? Yeah, I'm familiar with it. They're near where I live. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's actually in the back of there's a gated community, and that is actually the particular property that I'm talking about, you coming out and working for us there at the pool site. If we can get you on Monday to Friday, we're going to actually hire some more college students for Saturday and Sunday. What do you say?
Oh, I say okay. That sounds great. Monday okay. through Friday, weekends off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good. Now, we start off, job actually pays $25 an hour.
Wow.
You would be our head lifeguard, and we would want you to be there from, you know, I mean, if you start at 12, we'd actually like for you to get there around 11:30, you know,
okay.
just to be prepared and be the overseer and make sure the other lifeguards get there on time. And, you know, we'll go from there.
Okay.
Now, Carrie, there's only one catch that actually comes along with this job. We want you to work an additional 4 hours from 6 to 10 at night, but it's going to pay you $50 per hour. So you'll make an extra $200. How do you feel about that?
Man, I feel good. I mean, with the recession and everything, I could use that money right now, especially during the summertime.
Okay, now here's the deal. This is in a gated community, like I told you before, but also it's going to be adults at night, and they are actually going to be swimming nude.
What?
And, yeah, they're going to be swimming nude, and what they ask is if they're going to be swimming nude, they want to make sure that the lifeguard that's protecting them is going to be nude as well.
Okay, I'm a certified lifeguard. I'm CPR certified. I'm a student. I've had other jobs, but nudity wasn't on my resume.
And I understand that wholeheartedly, but we're talking about you possibly making $1,750 a week. How you feel about $1,750 a week for your nursing school? I'm sure that'll definitely pay for it throughout the entire summer. That should be a big help, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, but
I mean, are you? How do you feel about trying it for a few weeks, and then you know how do you feel about that?
I don't know, but I mean,
you're gonna watch over some adults who are actually just gonna be nude in the pool, and you're nude as well up on the big chair that overwatches everybody. $1,750. $1,750, Carrie. You know.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
$1,750, Carrie. We're talking about 4 hours of you being nude along with some other people that are already nude. So, I mean, what's the big deal, you know? What we need you to do is come down. We're going to do some drills, some lifeguard drills, and make sure that you're definitely qualified. But we're going to make sure that when you do those, you got to be naked as well, okay?
Why would I have to do some drills naked? I'm already a lifeguard. What do I need to drill naked for?
I understand all that, but in order for our particular property, we got to make sure that you're actually prepared and ready. You know?
I don't understand.
Well, that's the way it is, Carrie. We need you to come down and do some drills. It's not going to take long. Probably about a half hour. You come down, you get undressed, you get in the pool, and we make sure that you're qualified. To swim nude, to handle, to saving somebody's life nude, the whole nine yards.
But what if my family come to that pool?
I can't go back and forth with you. I can't. Now I know you know, I looked at your resume, I looked at what you were doing and what you're pursuing in life, and I thought this would be a great opportunity for you.
But I can't do that to my family and
you can, no, wait a minute, hang on a second. Now you can't tell me you can't do it now.
Oh, yes, I can.
Now, you get your down here in the morning so I can get these drills done, and I want you naked when you get here and get in this pool. You understand me?
Who the hell do you think you're talking to? Are you some kind of pool pimp, lifeguard, human resources hiring pimp? You're not pimping me. I don't have to come down there if I don't want to come down there.
You're
going to
bring
your
ass down here tomorrow and get in this pool and do these drills.
Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. You get your ass out here tomorrow and you do these drills.
What you need to do is go get you a Pamela Anderson Baywatch, because I ain't the
excuse me.
What
did you say?
I ain't going to be doing no new breaststroke for you all freaky. I don't know them people.
I don't give a who you know. Now you get your down here and you take the job.
I'm not coming down there to your funk pool tomorrow and swim nude and lifeguard nude for a bunch of raunchy. I don't know who you think you're talking to. I was trying to be nice to you when you come to my house with that, and then I thought about it because I'm not that kind of girl. You got me up, okay? You need to go get you a Pamela Anderson Baywatch, you know, deep sea diving. I don't know what you need, but I'm not what you need.
You get your black down here tomorrow.
Who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who do you think you're talking to?
I got something I want to say to you. You listening?
You know what? You better go ahead and say it, because I'm about to hang up this phone in your face right now.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Are you serious?
She pranked you, baby. Your girlfriend pranked you. You all right?
You know what? When I see that, she going to have one less float. I cannot believe she did me like this.
All right. I got to ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, the distress in her voice.
My family coming.
I thought about it, and I can't do that. I just can't do that to my family.
No, right. Sweet. Right. Yeah. She really was.
Uh-huh. Get your black ass down.
How could you talk to her like that?
Tommy, I'd have been down there for sure. I done got my daddy. But Tommy, you kind of blew it in the beginning. You know, you're going to be at the pool. You're going to be like the head. You're going to be the overseer. I said, what kind of slave ass game is this?
Overseer. Yeah.
He gonna be the overseer. I said, right. What did his old ass say to this younger? He gonna be like the overseer. Well, damn.
He
well, damn.
Say the
at
boss,
what point?
The supervisor.
At what point shall I bring out my bag and pick a bell?
Wow.
All right, nephew. Thank you for that. Whew, I was scared for you on that one. coming up next, strawberry letter subject number 2 will never be number 1. We'll get to that in just a few minutes at the top of the hour. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, time now, guys, for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Yeah. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject number 2 will never be number 1. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was a single and attractive 34-year-old woman losing hope at finding love. I grew tired of the dating cycle, and I decided that I would not have sex again until I was married. I prayed and practiced celibacy, and a year later, I met the man of my dreams. He is handsome, educated, gainfully employed, and he loves the Lord. I fell hard for this man, and a year after we met, we got married. I was so excited for my wedding night because it would be our first time making love. He is blessed with the proper equipment, but it's his skill set that's lacking. On our wedding night, I had the absolute worst sexual experience I've ever had. It was 4 minutes from start to finish. Then he passed out and slept like he had showed out. Since then, he's been overly confident, and he's not as attentive and loving as when we met. 6 months into the marriage, I ran into an old friend from college, and he had some dental work done, and it made a world of difference in his appearance. We had lunch and we talked for hours. He said that when I got married, it broke his heart because he's always had a big crush on me, but didn't think I'd give him the time of day. Well, I've given him a lot more than that. I'm falling for this man because he has given me his whole heart. And he holds me after sex, kisses my nose, and looks into my soul when he talks to me. I'm ready to get a divorce and date my boyfriend for a while. I want to be happy, and so far, this guy could be my soulmate. Steve says that number 2 will never be number 1, so I want your opinion on my situation. What if this time there is an exception to the rule? Could this be true love? Wow. Well, by exception to the rule, you mean he's your number 2, right? And you're thinking of making him number 1, replacing your husband with him. Could this be true love, you ask? Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if love has anything to do with this. I do think lust is all over this situation, though. I do. And instead of And what'd you say, Steve?
I said Thomas.
I thought it was Steve. Yeah,
I don't say stupid stuff out of nowhere.
Okay, okay. Yeah, and you're right about that, and I should have known better because I do know you. You know, you talked in the beginning of your letter how you grew tired. You decided you wouldn't have sex again. You started losing hope and finding love. And then you met this great man, the man of your dreams. And 6 months into your marriage, you've already cheated on him. Instead of trying to fix your new marriage and fight for it, you haven't done that at all. I mean, I think you've checked out. You've moved on. Just 6 months in, I think you're falling for the grass is always greener trap. And not once did you say you tried to, you know, talk to your husband about what you like. You know, maybe he could do something better. And then, wait a minute, you did say you prayed, you practiced celibacy, and your husband loves the Lord. So I would think that you would honor your marriage vows since you're the one that brought the Lord into it. I don't know. This letter doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I want to tell you to leave your number two alone and try to work on your number one right now since it's only been 6 months into it. But I don't think you're going to listen at this point. I just don't think so. Steve?
That was short ass answer. All right, I guess she
I just don't think she's going to listen. I don't.
Shirley threw with her. I got you. I got
you, Shirley. She wants what she wants, yeah.
And I understand what you said. I think you make valid points in here, too. The number two will never be number one. Let me help you out with something. You said, let's start with the letter. Steve says number twos will never be number ones. So I want your opinion on my situation. What if this time that's an exception to the rule? Could this be true love? I said men don't make their number twos when they have a number one. If a guy has a solid, his ride or die, and that's what he calling her, and then he got a chick on the side and you're number two, we don't promote number twos to number one because you ain't considered ride or die. That's what the situation is.
Okay.
So now, this is a different situation because you're married. You're supposed to be your husband's number one. And your husband is supposed to be your number one, but now you are a woman wanting to promote your number two to the number one position, and that's what you're wanting to do. This is rare.
Very rare.
Let me walk you through some contradictions in this letter before I give you what I want to say. You didn't have sex till you was married, 34-year-old woman, found this man. He's a man of your dreams. He's handsome, educated, gainfully employed, and he loves the Lord. You did not mention how much you love the Lord.
She brought him up, though.
Yeah. But he loves the Lord. He ain't say nothing about you. I feel hard for this man, and a year after we met, we got married. I was so excited for my wedding night because it would be our first time making love. He's blessed with the proper equipment, but it's his skill set that's lacking. Oh, so you took a year off, still had your skills. So what are we really talking about here?
All right,
we'll
hold on, Steve. Yeah. Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 minutes after. Number two will never be number one is the subject. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Subject number two will never be number one.
This is an interesting letter about this woman who states that Steve says that the number two will never be number one. So I want opinion on my situation. What is this? What if this time there's an exception to the rule? Could this be true love? I'm going to get to this part quickly. But first of all, she married this guy, man of her dreams, everything. She's been celibate for a year and a half. She didn't have sex to her wedding night. She was so excited about the sex. She fell hard for the man. They made love. He got the right equipment, but his skill set is lacking. Our wedding night, I had the absolute worst sexual experience I ever had. It was 4 minutes from start to finish.
Ta-da.
Damn. So he done got you undressed, took all them buttons off that wedding dress,
Got all them garters down and them thigh highs and all that and unsnapped all them spanks and got all that stuff unstrapped and got them clips. Wedding dresses had about 4 or 5 pieces to it. Uh-huh. Whew. And then right after that, it was over in 4 minutes. And he passed out and slept like he had showed out. Mm-hmm. To him, he did. Now, he ain't had sex in a year and a half either. So, come on now. It's a lot. So, first time, maybe he didn't do right. But I guess it continued that way because since then, he's been overly confident. He's not as attentive and loving as he was when you met. So, in other words, I'm assuming you're saying that he's become arrogant for some reason. That maybe he think he all that because you ain't looking upside his head the right way. You know, this 4 minutes, you need to stop something. Before we get, hey, excuse me. Can I get more than 4 today? What we doing? Can we do 8? Let's get a clock. You need a timer on the nightstand. Hit it, ding, like a chess clock, ding. And you need, I need 8 from you tonight. Let's work, let's beat last night. We need 12. But he ain't been giving it to you. So you ran into an old college friend, had some dental work done. So that means before... In college, he had a ragged ass mouth. But now he done got this dental work done and it's made a world of difference. He said when he got married, it broke his heart. He always had a big crush on me, but he didn't think I'd give him the time of day. Well, hell, he knew he wasn't. He had a ragged ass mouth. He knew the girl wasn't going to give him time of day. You got ragged ass mouth. Ragged mouth ass men know they ain't got no, you know, your teeth is, they going to see your teeth. Hard to hide your teeth when you're talking. Can't laugh with bad teeth. You can't even have a good sense of humor. You got ragged ass mouth. So then, well, I've given him a lot more than that. I'm falling for this man because he's given me his whole heart. He holds me after sex, kisses my nose, looks into my soul when he talks to me. I'm ready to get a divorce and date my boyfriend and date my boyfriend a while. I want to be happy, and so far, this guy could be my soulmate. Steve says his number 2 would never be number 1, so I want your opinion on this situation. What if this time this is an exception to the rule? Could this be true love? All right, here's my answer. It could be. Okay. You may have married a person that's not your soulmate. It happens all the time. Sometimes it take a minute to find your soulmate. Sometimes it take more than 1 time. Help me, Jesus.
Did you think she gave through this letter. Gave him a chance, though?
I think it's maybe...
After 6 months of marriage, though?
I think she may have realized she made a mistake. I think this once you got to living with a guy and sleeping with a guy, you discover some things that might not be changeable. Now, you can go to counseling, but you got to be in love with this man. If you're not in love with a person, it ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm. She said she
Tina Turner said, whoa, what's love got to do with it?
She said she fell hard for him.
Well, fell hard and stayed falling is 2 different things. Yeah. I fell hard for a whole lot of people in my life. Got my ass right back up, though.
Me too.
Yeah, I fell hard for a whole lot of damn people. Got my ass right on back up. Let me stop this sitting in the game.
Did you marry them, though? Did you marry them, though?
I'm on my 3rd marriage.
You said a whole lot of people. You haven't had a whole lot of marriages.
No, I ain't married to everybody I fell for. I fell for 3 women because they had apartments. I was homeless. Yeah. I met a girl at the club, when I was homeless, I met a girl at the comedy club. I was in love with her that night. Hard as hell.
You fell hard for her that night.
I love you.
Love at first sight. What did you say, Steve?
I love you. Soon as I heard her, she had some keys jangling. Hey, what is them keys to? She said, my apartment. Apartment? A dough? You got a bathroom?
Bathroom.
What?
A kitchen?
Girl!
Oh, I love you.
So, it could be. And you may have married the wrong person. But only you can know that. Now, I don't tell people to stay in marriages that ain't good. Counseling ain't gonna save all of them. Sometimes you made a mistake. You gotta eat the mistake. So, no, it is an exception to the rule. He could be it. But you could be wrong about this one, too. I'm on my third. Mm.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. You can post your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and check out our Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With travel continuing to rebound, it sounds like a lot of people will be heading somewhere. According to AAA, 39.2 million people will travel 50 miles or more over Memorial Day. And with all those travelers, there will be plenty of traffic. I'm talking plenty of traffic. I'm talking plenty of traffic. Of course, the car isn't the only way people will be escaping. Millions of people will be flying or taking a cruise or the train or the bus. So, guys, Steve, think back when you were a kid. Tell us about your favorite road trip vacation memory.
I don't have any.
What?
All my
you didn't go anywhere as a kid?
With damn disaster.
What do you mean? What happened?
Peeing in the Maxwell coffee can because he ain't want to stop. Yeah, my daddy, man. He needs hot ass pimento cheese sandwiches. I didn't like none of that. Skip all that.
Mento.
I couldn't wait to give me some money so I could get out of here. This hill.
Hell, we lost. Y'all could not pee.
Hell, we having a good ass trip. 6 hours all the way to West Virginia. We sitting in the back of this hot ass car. We ain't got no air. He ain't running the air because it burns more gas. We in the back of that hot ass station wagon. Sitting up in here, man, like felt like just animals in the back of that damn car.
How did we not run the air back in the day? How did we not
trying to lay down in the back of a station wagon and go to sleep with these badass shocks on this car? Then I won't go to the bathroom. We ain't stopping peeing that coffee can. Boy, man, on my knees trying to pee in this coffee can. Sick of this mess right here. We ain't have no
so
money.
You have
for
no
nothing.
Favorite memories.
All the white people stopping at Stuckey's and all these little places getting out eating. We got to eat what my mama made. We opening up stuff in wax paper. It's wet.
Because it's hot in there.
All these white people going in the restaurant to eat. We just looking out the window. Don't get out this car. We're going to gas up and keep going.
Y'all can't even stretch your leg.
Stretch your leg.
You know, he'll run around, he'll beat and touch something and knock it off the shelf, and then I got to pay for that too. Just stay in this damn car. Stick your head out that window again and see what happens.
Why you can't
get in trouble for that?
Not to,
so this is pretty traumatic for you, huh?
Wrong. Pimento cheese, man.
On a sandwich in the wax paper.
That and egg salad sandwiches.
Hog head cheese. Hog head. I don't want none of that.
But dog,
none
of that. Hog head cheese when it's hot.
Boy.
Junior, that's the only way I've ever had.
Not what you want.
Yeah, we are survivors.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, guys, time now for Comedy Roulette. Jay, take it away.
All right, here we go. Comedy Roulette. You take 4 subjects, 3 subjects, don't matter. Put them on a wheel. Spin the wheel. Where the wheel stop and it stops, we'll make it funny because that's what we do. There you go, Shannon.
Oh, I thought you dropped out.
See, he messed everybody up. He didn't
cut it short.
Ever since he got sick, he more respectful than that.
He got everybody.
He done cut out all that jokey joke.
I thought it was his equipment. Yeah. I was waiting on that.
He's a comedian. Jay's a comedian. None of that.
That's right, Jay.
All right, here we go. Number one, excuses black people make not to get in a swimming pool. Number two, things you say to 50-year-old men who still wear cornrows.
Let's do that.
Excuses you make to not let the Jehovah Witness in the house.
Oh.
And number four, things people say when they don't want to leave the waitress or the waiter a tip. All right, so let's spin it. Yeah.
That's cool.
50-year with cornrows. Let's go, baby. 50-year-old with cornrows.
Please. That's let's not go. You. All right, it landed on excuses black people make to not get in the swimming pool.
All right, I'm going to start it off because this is for real. Once I get in the water, I get real damn ashy. I can't get in that damn water. I can't do it.
That's it. I tell you what, I don't know about black people, but these are the excuses I use not getting in the pool. I got sickle cell. I could die.
That's like major.
Hey, I can't get in there. I swear I could die.
Okay. You know what? I wanted to swim today, but they don't make the pins in swimming trunks. That's the only reason why I ain't in there. They just, you know, them the pins. They
don't. Gotta have them.
Yeah, I gotta have that, dog. I can't get in there without
I will never go swimming with you ever.
Excuses black people don't. Black people use not to get in the swimming pool.
That's it.
Yeah.
I like to swim all the way down and back. It's too many people in there.
Yeah. We don't like overcrowded swimming pools.
Yeah, I just like to go down and back.
I got one. Excuses black people make so they don't have to get in the water. It's a whole lot of people in that water, and somebody, I don't know who it is, but I'm just guessing, somebody done broke wind, and I ain't getting in there.
Hey. Excuses black people make for not to swim. Where y'all keep the floaties?
What?
I don't see no floaties. I can't get in there without floaties.
All right. Excuses black people make not to get in a swimming pool. You know what? Dog, I was gonna get in. I was, but my eczema done flared up. And, you know, if I get in, everybody gonna get eczema if I get in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't want everybody to get eczema because I got it bad.
Contagious eczema?
Yeah, this eczema here different. This different. This
excuses black people use to not get in the swimming pool. I'd go in with y'all, but black people are allergic to chlorine. We don't care for that.
All right. Excuses black people make so they don't have to get in the pool. See, if I get in the water, my fake jewelry will turn color. See, I don't need to get in that water. So I can't
get in that. That worked.
There you go. I like that.
This angry black people, why they don't get in the pool. We ain't like the boat ride over here.
Come on, close it out.
Go ahead.
Excuses black people use not to get in the swimming pool. Well, I would get in there today, but I like more of a racial mix in the water when I'm in there. I like more of a racial mix in the water. I like more, like, 50-50, half white, half black. That's what then I'll get in.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Never far from the office, even on vacation? That is the question. A new survey found that 45% of respondents said they checked in with the office multiple times a day while they're on vacation. That's not a vacation. Mm.
Listen to this one over here.
I know. I was
I promise y'all I won't be coming.
20 weeks.
He's trying to give you my word.
Yeah, I tell you what, find me on Instagram.
Okay, I was gone last week. I ain't even tell y'all I was leaving.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so 45% of respondents say they checked in with the office multiple times a day during vacation. 26% said they checked in at least once a day, and none of the respondents said they never checked in with work while on vacation. What? They need to talk to Steve.
Is it a disrespect to the people you on vacation with to stay on the phone and keep calling and working? Ain't that a disrespect?
That makes sense. I don't know. What the hell you just said?
It's a disrespect.
Respect. I don't know if it's disrespectful. But I'm sure the arguments and all of that coming from, you know, you're supposed to be on vacation.
I mean, if you out with your spouse and you guys are on a vacation, you got a 3-4-day weekend, you know, is it right to be calling back and forth working on the phone?
No, it's not. If you're on vacay, be on vacay. All right, we got more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 after the hour with some trending news stories right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Never far from the office, even on vacation? That is the question. A new survey found that 45% of respondents said they checked in with the office multiple times a day while they're on vacation. That's not a vacation. Mm.
Listen to this one over here.
I know. I was.
I promise y'all I won't be caught.
23.
No way.
He's trying to give you my word.
I tell you what, find me on Instagram.
Okay. I was gone last week. I ain't even tell y'all I was leaving.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
So
45% of respondents say they checked in with the office multiple times a day during vacation. 26% said they checked in at least once a day, and none of the respondents said they never checked in with work while on vacation. What? They need to talk
Is it a disrespect to the people you on vacation with to stay on the phone and keep calling and working? Ain't that a disrespect?
That makes sense. I don't know. What the hell you just said?
It's a disrespect.
Respect. I don't know if it's disrespectful. But I'm sure the arguments and all of that coming from, you know, you're supposed to be on vacation.
I mean, if you out with your spouse and you guys are on a vacation, you got a 3-4-day weekend. You know, is it right to be calling back and forth working on the phone?
No, it's not. If you're on vacay, be on vacay. All right, we got more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 after the hour with some trending news stories right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Would You Rather. Let's play around. Let's get into it. Would you rather sing everything you speak, or would you rather dance every time you walk?
I'd rather sing everything I speak.
Hey, we know that's what you want.
I'm not fit to be that happy-ass black person.
Dancing every time you walk?
Nah.
Doing a little jig? Yeah. So sing something, Steve.
Would you like to ask me a question?
What time is our meeting today, our conference call meeting?
The time of the meeting will be somewhere about 1:45. I want you, Carla Tommy. I want Junior Gun, Mississippi Monica. I want everybody on Zoom. Get plenty of room. See you on the phone call. 3 hours afternoon.
He sings everything. I just
asked all his songs gonna be long though, surely.
Yes. All right, so here's another one. Would you rather have Christmas twice a year, or would you rather have your birthday twice a year?
Christmas.
You'd rather have your birthday twice? More than Christmas?
Hell yeah.
Why not Christmas, huh?
I thought you
love Christmas. Man, you know how much money I got to spend on Margie?
Christmas.
Oh,
she already got Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, damn anniversary, her birthday. Hell no. We ain't finna do Christmas twice. Hell no. She got
birthday. Okay, perspective. I got you.
Okay. Right. Coins.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
All right. Would you rather be the commissioner of the NFL or be the general manager of your favorite NFL team?
Oh.
Would you rather be the commissioner of the NFL or would you rather be the general manager of your favorite NFL sports team? Which one?
General manager ain't doing nothing. I need to be out front. I'm going to be the commissioner.
Yeah, the commissioner. and the check way better.
But I'll tell you right now, Deshaun Watson would be playing for the Browns right now.
Deshaun Watson would be what?
Playing for the Browns right now. No criminal charges. We have none against you here either.
Yep.
So the commissioner could be out front. Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Junior, for the
commissioner? Uh-huh. Yeah, commissioner. He wouldn't be in Cleveland if I was the commissioner.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Well, good thing your little ass ain't the commissioner's hater.
All right. Thank you, guys. That is today's round of Would You Rather, coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, the last break of the day, and Steve Harvey's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day. This is the last day of the week for us, Friday. And it's you're up. Closing
really
remarks.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Going into the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to talk about a subject that can sound a little different coming from me. But I began to understand more and more why it's okay for me to talk about God. Because I am such an imperfect person. Because I've made some serious, serious mistakes in my life. Because I'm flawed, because I am oftentimes transparent in some of my failings in life, because of my willingness to say I'm sorry, I have learned that I'm a very qualified person to talk about God, because I'm a good example that you can be an imperfect person with so many flaws, have done so many wrong things in your life, have gotten it wrong so many times, have been written off, ridiculed, understood and misunderstood, and you can still have a relationship with God that brings your life into great benefit. So therefore, I'm qualified to talk about this. Now I'm improving, and somebody told me the other day, so you just gonna stay an entry level Christian? Because I was jokingly telling the person, man, I think I'm really just an entry level Christian. I don't really know how to do advanced Christianity, but I'm okay with this. So they said, so you're never going to improve as a Christian? I said, well, I'm doing the best I can right now with where I am and what I've been working with. I say, but, you know, I think that, you know, I've improved a little bit. I'm better than I was, but I may not be where you think I should be, but I ain't where I was. So with that said, this is a good reason for me to say what I'm saying. I would suggest to everybody that can hear me that you should form a relationship with God immediately, starting now. And the reason I know you need a relationship with him is because life is so difficult. If you try to do this without him, you're not going to make it.
that if you try to get through this thing called life without a relationship with God, it is too difficult and you will be trapped. I learned something from Victoria Olsteen. She said that the devil really don't care nothing about you. All he wants to do is rob you of your destiny. I had never heard anybody say that before. I really haven't, not that I can remember. She said, the devil really don't care anything about you. He's not interested in you in the least bit. His mission is to rob you of your destiny, is to throw you off course, to not make you see what God created you to be. And that really caught my attention, because if I look back on my life, all the things I've happened, everything that's happened to me, every time the devil sends the bloggers to attack me, the one mission that's clearly at stake and is at hand is that they are simply trying to rob me of my destiny. When something happens in your life that the devil sets into play because he has all these imps that work for him, it's simply because he's trying to rob you of your destiny. That he knows that God has blessings for you stored up that he hasn't given to you, and he don't want you to get to that point of receiving them, so he got to throw you off course and keep you from attaining your destiny. And that's his job. And man, understanding that has made my life a little bit clearer. Ain't made it no easier, but it has allowed me and helped me to understand some of the things that occur in my life. Everything that happened to me ain't from the devils or the imps. Sometimes God provides a test. Sometimes the test is to just to prepare you for something that he has for you. So in testing you, it gets you ready for what you're about to receive. So I've learned that it's a little bit of this and it's a little bit of that. Sometimes I'm a little confused as to which direction it's coming from, but at the end of the day, God always reveals to me what the message was that he wants me to learn. Because behind every setback and hardship, there is a lesson and a blessing. But the important thing for you all and for all of us is to form some type of relationship with God, because God knows your name. When you reach out to God, he knows your name. He does. He made you. He created you. He knows exactly who you are. He put them fingerprints on you. He made your 10 fingerprints different from the 6 other to 8 billion other people that's in this world and the billions of people that have already died. Ain't none of us have the same fingerprints. That's how much you mean to him. Have a relationship with God because he knows your name. Stay in touch with him. We were all created to need him moment by moment. When we walk away from that, we put ourselves in jeopardy. It opens up the door for the devil to slip in and rob us of our destiny. Have a relationship with God. Talk to him. You don't have to go to church to do that. Do that. You'll have a better weekend. I know I will. Y'all have a good weekend. Hell, drop that mic.
It's finally
Steve.
Here. Yeah, drop it, Steve.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That
world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.